Hey, you want that to go?
Our first takeout today comes from the world of international finance, specifically from Greece. Here's Finance Minister George Papakonstantino. He was yesterday attempting to reassure the European Union that Greece has got its financial crisis under control.
The Greek government has already started implementation of its stability and growth program, which exactly deals with the problem of the excessive deficit.
Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for part in the New York Times. A little fact-checking here. A, is he right? Do they have it under control? And B, who is he trying to convince?
So they've got a month, Celeste. The EU, the European body, has given Greece a deadline. They've got 1 month to prove that they can lower their deficit this year to an adequate level. And it's unclear if they can do that because it's a big drop. Right now, their deficit as a percentage of their GDP is 12.7%. And they've got to prove within a month that they can get it to 8.7% this year. Now, keep in mind, the real level in Europe you're supposed to have is 3%.
Three, right.
So they are just way over.
Four times the amount. But what happens if they don't?
The EU did not lay out a consequence. But remember, Greece is reliant on the EU for all kinds of things. And, you know, it may not get the help it needs if it doesn't deliver. So, you know, anger is rising. I don't know if you heard also, we do not know the motive, but there was a bombing yesterday.
JP
Morgan's office in Athens. The other issue here is that the EU is very sternly looking at some deals that Greece did with banks like Goldman Sachs. We talked about this on the show on Monday.
Right.
Where these derivatives helped Greece hide some of its debt level. And these deals enabled the debt to build a bit in Greece without people knowing this. So the EU has told Greece they need to tell all the details of these deals right away, reveal how they worked. Greece is saying they were legal at the time, but it's unclear until we get more information about them whether they were. And there were some stern words from the banks for the banks. Europe's economic minister said the banks themselves should ask, not the least after the financial crisis, if this has been in line with the code of ethics. So even if it was legal, was it ethical?
Was it right? Like, here we were thinking that the heat was off America, and then Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan turned out to be somewhere involved in this story. Louise Story, Wall Street finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
Time for a sports takeout now with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, it's all about money in Greece and the EU and at Goldman Sachs. What do you know? It's all about money at the NBA as well. The NBA's trading deadline is 3 p.m. tomorrow. Now, LeBron James plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and even though we're talking about trades, LeBron's probably staying in Cleveland, but this is affecting trades all around the league, and I know this is about money. It has to be.
At the core of this is about LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, who plays for the Miami Heat, and Chris Bosh, who plays for the Toronto Raptors. These are three major superstars who on their teams they're coming up for free agency in the summertime. Chris Bosh is being rumored to being traded this year, but the big name right now is Amari Stoudemire, who plays for the Phoenix Suns. And the Heat are coveting him as well as the Cleveland Cavaliers. He can help out both teams as they make a final push towards the playoffs.
Okay, but unlike Greece, or the United States for that matter, the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Miami Heat can't deficit spend on their salaries, right? So they got to worry about what all these guys make.
Precisely. So they have to move around guys and make tough decisions. The Cavs are in a good situation. They can pull in either him or Antoine Jameson from the Wizards. Well, the flip side is that you have a team like the Knicks who are trying to unload and dump contracts because they're trying to attract a big-name free agent in the summertime. So they want to get a LeBron James or a Dwayne Wade. So what they're looking at doing is bundling some of their younger players and sending them to Houston to get Tracy McGrady because his contract expires. He's an aging superstar, but what you get is basically $35 million of space in their ability to attract someone like Dwayne Wade or LeBron or a couple of guys together.
But, you know, LeBron will probably stay in Cleveland, and if they keep LeBron James and then get Amari Stoudemire, holy cow.
So that's
who could beat the Cavaliers?
And that's where it is. The Cavs will be extremely dangerous with LeBron, Shaquille O'Neal, and Amari Stoudemire.
All right, all these teams are bundling their players,
their assets,
their assets, and bundling their players' salaries into packages and shipping them off. Louise Story is nodding across the table. She's saying, this sounds familiar. This sounds a lot like Fannie Mae to me. Maybe I should watch more NBA. All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And for our last takeout, it's time to go to the dogs. We have more than 100 photo submissions of your favorite dogs. The Kennel Club at thetakeaway.org, but we do have a winner based on your votes. Drum roll there, Todd. Thank you. The best in show, Benny, a 5-year-old chihuahua from California who looks terrified in his photo. You might remember it. He's sandwiched in between two very tough-looking Siamese cats. And according to Barbara Fullerton, she bought Benny for her daughter. It's his ears that really win people over.
I love animals with big ears, and I think the ears are just so endearing in this picture. I just love their ears.
And our takeaway listeners loved Benny. His fellow pet mates didn't think quite as highly of him. Here's Benny's owner, Bethany Fullerton.
He's not crazy about those cats. They kind of bully him because they were in the house for a while before Benny came along. The cats were kind of like two old men, just already set in their ways. So when he came along, they were not happy.
Now, Benny is an award-winning dog, of course, and so we ask Barbara what advice she'd give to the winner of the Westminster Dog Show, who is a Michigan dog, Sadie, a terrier.
Sadie, yeah.
My advice for the winner of the Westminster Dog Show is to look frightened. That seems to be Benny's charm.
Thanks to everybody for taking part. If you haven't seen these photos, you've got to go to the website. So they're sickeningly sweet and adorable. If our producer gets his wish, and Ibrahim as well, who's a cat person, will have a cat show soon. You can see all the pictures of the dogs on our site, thetakeaway.org.